Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, the Portland Trail Blazers stomp the New Orleans Pelicans last night, 119-100. A final score that doesn't really indicate how big of a blowout it was. It was a 19-point win by the Blazers, who were 1.5-point dogs heading into that game.
Yeah, we joked good about value. That one, but the Blazers not being favored on the road against a team missing Brandon Ingram, Trey Murphy III, and Zion Williamson all out for injury. And then Herb Jones left in the third quarter. I mean, they had CJ McCollum, they had DeJounte Murray, but did they?
Did they?
Some of the least impactful basketball, maybe the least impactful 23 points I've ever seen scored by CJ McCollum, and I've seen him do that a lot.
Yeah, it was 98-76 at the end of three.
Yeah, I mean it was 75-42 at the half. I mean, this thing was cooked.
And you had Scoot Henderson finish his ninth game of the year for the Blazers.
Hey, on the floor as the buzzer went.
We talked about that yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Or 2 days ago, where he'd only finished eight games this season. A blowout like that, and you get it. But I think that that was a win against a very, very bad team.
Yeah.
Very bad team.
It's the second worst team in basketball.
Right now, they are in a dark place.
Yeah. It's not, like, this is what I always say about the whole, like, it can always be worse stuff. Like, unless you were, like, where they are,
yeah,
that it can always be worse.
Like,
I tweeted out last night after the game, is it okay the Blazers won? And people are like, no, it's not okay. And then there's some people like, yeah, and like, if you had lost to that team, oh my God, like, what do you even do if you lose to that team? And it's like, I think that's kind of where we're at with this. And people are fundamentally understanding where things are. And if you look at, like, the standings right now, let's say for all of the people, like, they're winning too much. If the game had gone the other way, number one, you would have been screaming for Chauncey Billups' head on a spike right then and there.
I wouldn't have. I would have said, good loss.
Yeah, well, you would have been screaming about Anthony Simons playing something and, you know, Robert Williams playing over, you know, Donovan Klingon. It just would have been this complete abject disaster. But on the record line, the Pelicans would have had 8 wins and the Blazers would have had 12, and they would have been 4 games apart.
Yeah.
Like, the
Which
gap
would have been good. Would
but the gap good. Between them is 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
6 games. This is a team that in a less than a month will probably go like on a 2-24 stretch.
The Blazers?
Yes. Like, it's going to happen. Everybody knows the deal. So this whole idea, like, well, you have to be in the bottom one. It's like, you don't. You don't. And honestly, this is going to sound super weird. The math says, yes, be in the bottom four. And it sure, would I like them to be there for the math? Yes. But the basketball gods have been pretty spiteful lately.
Yeah.
With the Spurs and the Hawks winning the lottery. It's gone to the team that has been an ethical tanker. And I joke, but I kind of like, I want to please the basketball gods. So continue doing what you're doing right now. And if you win a game or two that again, the Blazers have 13 wins in the season, 3 of them against this Pelicans team.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you know what I mean? But yeah. The thing that came out of this, I think it's more important. Shaedon Sharpe had 21 first half points. 21 first half points.
He played really damn well. I think the most encouraging part of that game was it was contributions from everybody, mm-hmm. but major contributions from the guys that we're looking at will be the guys that will
Scoot
be here long term.
Scoot to Denny. Scoot to Denny. The Shea to Denny.
Yeah.
I don't know if Scoot will be here long term. But Shea balled out. And we talked about this yesterday. The way that Anthony Simons is playing, he's getting defensive attention. It is allowing Shaedon Sharpe to have these openings to attack on second sides, and he's taking advantage of them. by him taking advantage of that, now defenses are being put in rotation. And Tumani Kamara is getting opportunities to work as a back cutter. Denny Avdia is working second size and working as a primary initiator. His downhill force is opening things up for Shaedon Sharpe. And you're just seeing these things just start working and making sense. Are they the best team in the NBA? No, far from it. But the things that you hope to see at the beginning of the season are starting to work because Ant's hitting his shots, Denny's hitting his shots, and Shaden's being aggressive. It's like, oh yeah, they look like a remotely functional basketball team,
which is good to see.
Yes, and I think those are the things that you want to see.
But the thing about it is that they can turn on their heads, and tonight playing against a shorthanded Mavs team
on a back to back,
on the second of a back to back, it could all fall apart. And consistency is kind of one of the things you want to see, especially from those young guys. And you know, we'll see what happens, and I don't care about wins and losses, and you don't want to overreact one way or the other, but as it is right now, they played really well last night, and I think that those are games that are exciting and fun to see when the team actually does put it together, and you see what they're trying to get at. If you look at where the Blazers are right now, 2-4-6, they have the 7th worst record in the NBA, the entire NBA, okay? That would be a 7.5% chance to get the number one overall pick. Okay. 14% is the odds right there. Okay. 14% is what the top three all get with that smoothing of the lottery combinations. Okay. If you look at where they are at 13-23 on the season, they are a half game away from having the 6th worst record. And they are 4 games away from having the 5th worst record.
Here's the funny thing.
Not bad. I don't think they're catching the bottom three, though.
No, you're not. But here's the funny thing, Dusty. I literally just went on Tankathon as you were doing that, and I clicked it once. What happened?
Blazers, number one pick.
Okay.
Well, that's the lottery. Let's
and
go.
All right,
let's end it. We don't even need to do it. Stop. We're good. We're done.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yep, you never
it's
know.
Still a lottery. Like this one right here has the Blazers going 1, the Bulls moving up 8 spots to 2, and the Sixers moving up 4 spots to 4.
Yeah, we don't
like,
know.
You just don't. Yes, you. And look, if we're talking pre-smooth lottery, yes, be so egregious that it doesn't matter because the math was it 8 out of the last. Since 2000, 8 out of the last, I think 19 years before, because it smoothed in 2019, or eight of the last 18.
Yeah.
It was the number one pick. Well, or the best odds got the number one pick.
And
like,
let's,
it happened.
Let's remember, though, that last year the Pistons had the worst record. They picked 5th.
The Pistons had it happen for 4 straight
the
years.
The Hornets had the 3rd worst odds. They picked 6th. The Blazers had the 4th worst odds. They picked 7th. They 3 of the top 4 all got jumped.
Yeah.
All of them got jumped.
That's what happens.
Well, even Washington did. They were 2nd worst record, and they picked 2nd. So they obviously ended up getting jumped.
Look, the amount, like you can try to create your luck in the math, and that, and I am a proponent of that, but not to the point of exhausting, like making your franchise and your fan base miserable.
Yeah,
like I just don't. Well, I don't believe in process Sixers math. Number one, because it doesn't that math doesn't add up anymore. And as far as like it's not because of the culture thing. That's not it, because the second you get a star player, the culture changes. Do you think that, like, the Spurs culture wasn't good when they were getting throttled for 5 years?
Yeah.
Like, remember, their culture was so good that Kawhi Leonard, one of the best players of the past 50 years, demanded out?
Yeah.
Like, it's luck. It's luck. It's just, and it's the second you get a star caliber, an all NBA caliber player, it changes.
Well, I mean, you keep saying it. And I there are games where I'm like, yep, it's going to happen. Here it comes. That 2-24 stretch has got to come.
No, look, if it doesn't, I'll gladly eat it.
You know what? Yep. That is winning way too much.
Yeah.
Like, if they play like this the rest of the year, but we've seen, and how many other teams are going to shut down too, though? And that becomes also another issue for Portland. There's teams like New Orleans where I don't know if they could shut it down.
I mean, they already are. Like,
that team looked like they'd quit.
Yes.
And that is where, and that's one thing that you never want to see when your team is tanking, is you never want to see your team absolutely quit, because that's when losing culture really creeps in. like the players start feeling it, and that's what you see
and it makes
on their faces.
Miserable.
You see it in Washington, you see it in Detroit, and that's far tougher to climb out of than picking up wins like the Blazers had last night. Mm-hmm. If it happens too much, though, then you're like, oh boy, that then you really are in a draft where there are three really damn good players, probably four or five really, really good players, but three truly. Yes, they could change how things go. Cooper Flagg, Ace Bailey, Derek Harper, right?
Dylan.
And what?
Dylan.
Or Dylan Harper, Derek Harper, his kid.
Yeah.
You have those three players.
Ron's his dad.
Or Ron's players. Yeah. God.
There's a lot of Harper guards.
But you have those three where you're like, they could change your franchise.
Sure. And there's going to be one
you
or two guys
get
in
one
this
of those
class
three.
Beyond those guys.
But then you also have to say, it's a crapshoot. It's a lottery. And we just won't know.
No.
And you know what? Everybody that is in the camp of lose, 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 let the bottom fall out. Look, they're always going to have the shoulda, coulda, woulda argument of hypotheticals that we will never know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's a lottery for a reason.
Yeah.
And nobody anticipated the Hawks to win it last year.
No, they were 10th.
And they got the number one overall.
The Blazers, when they got Greg Oden, was it a 1.2% chance?
Yeah. But,
of winning that lottery?
And that's the whole thing is like, you just don't know.
No.
You really don't. And so just throw it out the door. If they're winning too much, whatever.
Look, if they start like winning, then it becomes a problem. Like, but I don't think that's ever going to be an issue.
Well, what are you talking about, man? They've won 4 of their last 10. Or they're
5-5.
5-5 in the last 10.
Yeah.
500 basketball team, man. They'll get you in the playoffs.
Ooh, doggy.
They'll get you in the playoffs, man.
Enjoy it while you can.
They'll get you in the playoffs. That's a play-in if you play that out the rest of the year. Get yourself in the play-in. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Either. All right. Well, it was fun to watch. Another fun one was that Cavs Thunder game was fun last night.
Unbelievable game.
That was good basketball. That was a game that
was playoff basketball in the regular season.
Meaningful in the players felt like
yeah
it. We've had those matchups where like you got a bunch of veterans who've been there before and they really don't care as much. Those are two young teams who wanted to be the alpha of the
on
NBA,
the way
and the Cavs said no, we're gonna take this for the time being.
Cavaliers,
that was
baby.
Fun that was really fun to watch, and to think of their record and the fact that they didn't win that play-in tournament. Like, okay.
Yeah,
or the in-season tournament, in-season, you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
The crazy thing
two
is
of their losses in that?
Yeah. The Cavs right now, they're on pace for 73 wins.
Whoa. That's crazy.
They're 33-4, man.
That's crazy.
Like that's an insane record.